Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most important grown-up drum and bass mixing skills, Reese Taming with EQ, with that 90s rave flavor intact, because a classic Reese is supposed to be big, wide, rude, and kind of unstable. That's the charm. But in a real mix, especially around 170 to 175 BPM with busy breaks, that same charm turns into mud, harshness, and low-end chaos unless you control it. So the mission for this lesson is simple. Keep the Reese ravey and gnarly, but make room for the kick and snare, stop the 200 to 350 mud from clouding the groove, and keep the sub stable and mono so it translates in clubs. We're going to use an EQ-first workflow in Ableton Live. No fancy third-party dynamic EQ needed. Just clean layering, smart EQ moves, and a little dynamic control with stock tools. Alright, let's build it. First, step 0, pick a Reese that actually has the vibe. You can do this with any synth, but Ableton Native, wave-eatable is a fast win. Start with two saws. Detune them slightly. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go full modern super saw unless you really want that sound, because it tends to get glossy and huge in a way that fights classic jungle drums. If the patch is super fizzy right away, you can low-pass the synth a bit, maybe somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz, just so you're not starting from an ice pick situation. And here's the teacher moment. Don't try to EQ a bad patch into being good. If your raw sound has the wrong kind of aggression, you'll end up with extreme EQ moves that make it smaller and inconsistent. Start with the right type of ugly. Now step 1, the key move. Split your bass into sub and Reese mid. If you've got one MIDI track, duplicate it. Name one track SUB, and the other Reese MID. Then group them into a bass bus. This is the entire philosophy in one sentence. The sub track is boring on purpose, and the mid track does the talking. Let's lock the foundation first. Step 2. The SUB track chain. Drop an EQ8 on the SUB. First, high pass at around 25 to 30 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave, because we're just removing rumble and nonsense that eats headroom. Then low pass the sub around 90 to 130 Hz, also with a fairly steep slope. The goal is that the sub track is basically fundamental and body only. No mid-range, no stereo movement, no surprise. If it's boomy, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, around 55 to 80 Hz, with a moderate EQ. Don't go surgical unless you have a real problem note. Now add utility after EQ8. Set width to 0%, full mono. This is not optional if you want reliable club translation. Then gain stage it so it feels solid but not ridiculous. You want weight, not clown car sub that takes over the whole song. Optional. Add saturator, soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. The point here is not to make it distorted. It's to add a bit of harmonic readability, so the bass still feels present on smaller speakers. Keep it subtle. If you can clearly hear fuzz on the sub, you've probably gone too far. Checkpoint. Solo just the kick and the sub. You want a clean push. If it feels like it's wobbling, swelling weirdly, or fighting, that's usually either too much low end in the mid layer, or timing and phase problems from the source. But for now, we're building the clean anchor. Now step 3. The Reese MID track. This is where the fun is, and also where most mixes fall apart. We'll do it in stages. First, a pre-EQ cleanup with EQ8. High pass the Reese mid around 90 to 140 Hz. This is a huge one. You're basically telling the mix, the SUB track owns the low end. This track is not allowed to compete. If you skip this, you'll get facey low end and inconsistent weight across notes. Next, hunt mod. Sweep a bell between about 180 and 350 Hz. When you find that cloudy, boxy blanket over the drum zone, pull it down maybe 2 to 6 dB. Cue around 1 to 1.6 is a good start. Wide enough to be natural, not so narrow that it becomes facey and hollow. Then hunt honk. Sweep between about 700 Hz and 1.2K. This is where the Reese can either growl nicely or turn into nasal annoyance that masks snare character. If it's too much, cut 2 to 5 dB. With a cue that's a bit tighter, maybe 1.5 up to 3. Then the harsh edge zone, 2.5 to 4.5K. This region can be warehouse saw in your face, which is great, or it can be painful and steal the snare crack. If it's tearing your head off in the wrong way, do a small cut, maybe 2 to 4 dB, cue around 2 to 4. Quick workflow tip, use the little headphone audition feature in EQ8 to find ugly nodes fast. But don't get addicted to soloing and fixing. Always keep bouncing back to the full mix with drums. Now, movement. Step 3B. Add motion without wrecking the mix. If the Reese is static, add auto filter. This is very 90s. Lopez or bandpass works depending on your patch. Add a tiny bit of drive, like 1-3. Then add gentle envelope or LFO modulation. Keep it subtle. We're mixing a rolling bassline, not turning it into a wobble track. If you want that classic rave smear width, add chorus ensemble lightly. But remember, wide low mids can turn into stereo fog and punch holes in your drums. We'll deal with that in a second. Now step 3C, post EQ. Because once you add movement, saturation, chorus, any of that, your EQ needs change. So we recheck. If the Reese now feels dull in the mix, add a gentle presence boost around 1.5 to 2.5k, 1 to 3 dB, wide Q. That gives you that talking bite that reads through a break. If it's fizzy on top, do a gentle low pass around 8 to 12k. And yes, this is part of the 90s vibe. Older records often weren't ultra bright. Rolling a bit of top can actually make it feel more authentic, and it leaves room for hats and break texture. Now step 4. Dynamic taming without fancy plugins. Reese sounds are notorious for resonances that move around, because detune, unison, and chorus modulation create peaks that wander. If you do static notches everywhere, you'll hollow it out. So here are two stock Ableton ways to keep control. Option A, multiband dynamics as a range tamer. Put multiband dynamics on the Reese mid, or even on the bass bus if you want it to catch both layers. Focus on the mid band, usually covering something like 200 Hz up to 2.5k, but adjust crossover so you're actually grabbing the angry part of your sound. Use mild compression, ratio about 2:1, set threshold so you only get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. The goal is smoothing spikes, not flattening the life out of it. Option B, EQ8 automation for problem notes. This is the super practical DNB method. If one or two notes explode, automate a bell cut only when they happen. Often it's around 120 to 250, or in that 700 to 1K region. Cut 2 to 6 dB, Q maybe 2 to 5 depending on how surgical it needs to be. And teacher note here, if you find yourself doing deep, narrow cuts like more than 6 dB with a high Q, be careful. That can be a false fix. It might sound smoother for a second, but you're actually making it hollow and inconsistent. If you're going that hard, consider backing off distortion or drive earlier in the chain, or switch to a wider cut and just trim the overall level slightly. Now step 5, sidechain space for drums without killing the Reese. For the kick, you can sidechain the SUB track or the bass bus. Put a compressor on it. Sidechain from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the bass doesn't completely disappear. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction. This is about clearing the transient, not making it pump unless pumping is the vibe you want. For the snare, an optional but very DNB move, instead of ducking the entire bass hard every time, just tuck the mid layer around the snare transient. Since multiband dynamics doesn't sidechain, do it with a compressor on the Reese mid keyed from the snare. Gentle settings. The idea is, the bass feels continuous, but the snare still cracks cleanly. That's how you keep the groove fast and not smeared. Advanced coaching moment. If you want transient safe sidechain that doesn't thin the bass, use a slower attack on the Reese mid compressor, like 15 to 30 milliseconds, and a release time to the groove, often 80 to 160 milliseconds at 174 BPM. You'll still make space, but you won't erase the bass. Now step 6. Bass bus final sanity EQ. Glue, not surgery. On the bass bus, add EQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz for safety. If the mix is cloudy, a tiny dip around 250 Hz, like 1 to 2 dB, can open the whole track up. If you need more saw in your face, a gentle shelf or wide bump around 1.5 to 3K can help, but keep it tasteful. Then utility. If you're on Live 11 or 12, you can use bass mono on the bus, but the main point is still, the sub-region must behave in mono. Gain stage so the bass bus isn't smashing your mix bus. Optional, glue compressor on the bass bus, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's cohesion, not crunch. Now, extra coach notes that will level you up fast. Do your EQ decisions at clubbish monitoring level, then sanity check quietly. Reese harshness and that 200 to 350 mud are super level dependent. Here's a great test. Set your monitoring so the kick feels normal, then turn it down until you can barely follow the bass line. If the Reese still dominates at that quiet level, you probably have too much 700 Hz to 3K energy. Also, use Spectrum and EQ8 together to spot moving problems. Put Spectrum after EQ8. Set block size to 16,384 and averaging to around 3 to 6 seconds. Watch which peaks keep winning over time. Those are the ones you tame. Don't chase random one-off spikes. And here's a big one for rave flavor, mid-side EQ. In EQ8, switch a band to M/S mode. Cut a bit of low mids in the sides, often around 200 to 500 Hz. That keeps width but reduces stereo fog. Then, if you want the bass to speak forward without widening into the snare, add a touch around 1.5 to 3K on the mid channel only. Translation: you get the in-your-face character without pushing all that energy into the stereo image where it can blur drums. Also, don't assume the bass is always the problem. Sometimes the break has heavy 200 to 400 body. Quick test: bypass your bass EQ and instead dip the break 1 to 2 dB around 250 to 350. If everything clears instantly, don't massacre the reese to compensate. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where 90s authenticity really shows up. In the intro, keep the reese darker and narrower. More low pass, less 2 to 4K, less sides. Then at the drop, open the mid-range, ease off the low pass, bring back a little presence. In the second section, shift a notch slightly, like move a cut from 850 to 1K so it feels like evolution, not a loop. And think in 2-bar micro phrases. Tiny filter or EQ nudges every 2 bars keep a reese alive. One subtle change per 2 bars, one obvious change per 16. That's a great rule of thumb. If you want a really classic tension trick, do a short automation bump 1 or 2 dB around 900 Hz to 1.5K right before a transition. One beat or two beats. That mid yell is pure warehouse energy. Now a mini practice exercise to lock it in. Load a rolling drum loop, kick, snare, hats, or an actual break. Create a simple reese MIDI bassline, like a 2-bar loop. Duplicate into sub and reese mid. Then do this fast without overthinking. On sub, high pass 30 Hz, low pass 110 Hz, utility width 0%. On reese mid, high pass 120 Hz, cut 4 dB at 250, cut 3 dB at 900. Then add a tiny presence boost, plus 2 dB at 2K. Now a slash beat. Listen to bass solo, then full mix. Then bypass the reese mid EQ and hear what breaks. Does the mix get muddy, harsh? Does the snare lose definition? Does the groove slow down? This audio version is shortened for playback.